This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had another breakthrough moment with Saul's daughter, CP. We love to keep track of her as she hits her milestones as she's growing up. She's growing up
with all of us, right?
I know. She'll be a year old here in about 3 weeks.
I cannot believe that.
And July 1st, she made it a year.
And you have a baby boy on the way. When When is his due date?
July 1st and a half.
July 26th?
No, July 26th is his due date. Right. So, yeah, Sarah's fully full-blown pregnant right now. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Cannot get any sleep because she is just so uncomfortable as you get towards the end of the pregnancy.
Oh,
plus,
gosh.
She sleeps with me, so that's just, you know.
It's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
And two cats. And
oh my God! No, I woke up this morning and I left the bed at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And as I get out of the bed, literally Sarah finally moves over, and then now she can starfish out on the bed. And I'm like, oh my God!
All right, so tell everybody about the milestone.
So CP, we've been having some issues with her sleeping, and to be honest, she's at a mommy phase where it's like all mommy all the time, even if I'm there and I'm like, you know, that hurts my feelings, but whatever, it's fine.
She'll come around to the daddy time.
Yes, she will.
She'll be 13.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
we're sitting there and, we've been trying to get her to sleep better, but, she'll wake up in the middle of the night, she'll be screaming and everything, and we're having all of these problems. And then Sarah always has to go in there, and then Sarah inevitably falls asleep with her. And, we've been talking to parents, and every parent says, you got to do sleep training. You got to do the sleep training. So my wife sent me this amazing article like 2 weeks ago, and it's like 17 pages long. And the first 16 and a half pages are why you should sleep train. And the last like half page, like last paragraph is just how to. And it's
amazing.
Pretty much just put them in the crib and walk away.
Yep. But this is something you guys had talked about doing and then you didn't do. And
No, we've talked about it and we've always, we'll do it on a weekend or a holiday or something like that. Blah, blah, blah. Just putting it off.
Yeah.
And finally, last week, I kind of put my foot down a little bit and I just said, we're doing it tonight. We're starting tonight. And she goes, well, what about? And I go, no, we're just going to start tonight and we're going to do it because the hardest thing in the world is for Sarah to leave CP, especially when she's crying. And that's for like any mom, just you hear the crying and
it's just hard. So that's what makes sleep training so hard is that mom doesn't want to
There's something about the tone of a cry and the mother that affects them in a way that you cannot.
Yeah.
Even me thinking about it right now just reminds me back to when Barrett would cry at that age and how heartbreaking it was to see Lana not be able to walk away.
Yeah, for me, it's when I look at her when CP cries as it's a logical thing. I'm like, okay, why is she crying? What's going on here, there, and everything? But then Sarah has this different emotional side of it. She's like, oh, am I abandoning her and everything? So,
my God.
So
how hard.
No, and that's
that
the problem. And, it's funny because you your kids cry too. Yeah. Like from the instant she was born, I knew CP's cry. So I said to Sarah, I'm like, you go into the guest bedroom. I said, we're going to put CP down. And I'm going to need you to go to the other side of the house and just don't come in here. Don't come in because once you pass one half the house, you can hear her crying. So I'm like, just you stay there, get some cats or something with you or something, cuddle up in that room and I'll take care of the crying, when it happens for the first couple nights. So last night was the fifth night and Sarah always puts her down in the crib. She's the last person to put her down before we go to bed. And CP went, and then put her head down and went right to sleep.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh my Lord.
Is that a game changer?
It was amazing. And we've had a couple nights leading up to this because it's the fifth night of it. So a couple nights, she went down easy, but then she would wake up in the middle and have a couple of cries, or she would not go down so easy, but then, so this
so does that mean you can't sleep because you're so worried that she's going to wake up?
Yes, absolutely. Because you're freaking out. You're like, or when there's no sound and you're like, is the monitor on? What's going on?
Yeah, you're always looking at the monitor.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a shock like a nervous tick. You're like, monitor.
And a couple times, Sarah would come in, and I felt bad because I was a little short with her about some things. I said, please get out of the room. I said, I'm going to need you out of here. I'm going to need you to go in the other room. I said, just let me do this. Let me do this for you. Mm-hmm. I can deal with the crying and the screaming. You just go in the other room. Just
So now you'll know for the second one how to get it done.
I'm going to start now with him. Yep. He's not even on the outside yet.
No. Hey, sleep train in the womb.
Yeah, I'm like, come hey, LL, you eyes. Better get your ish together, buddy. You better come out sleeping or else.
Just getting a good night's sleep. I remember Barrett was about 9 months old before he slept through the night. Nine months old before he slept through the night. And I can remember being so crazy.
Oh, this child is almost a year, so salt wins.
There's an update to the story, too, on Sarah.
Beep, 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 beep.
Got zero sleep last night.
Why?
Yeah.
Just because she's worried. Pregnant.
Yeah. Or me again. I don't
know. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.